Are you tired of spending countless hours in the kitchen every week trying to figure out what to make and constantly overspending on takeout? My guide, Well Prepped, is here to revolutionize your mealtime routine by offering you the perfect solution. Prep once, cook twice, and enjoy delicious, macro-friendly meals all week long. The food struggle is real. You want to eat well-balanced meals that taste good. You want to make most of your meals at home, but don't want to be a slave to your kitchen. You know you should be eating more protein, but don't know how in the world to get it in. You're overwhelmed with just choosing a recipe you have saved, so you end up getting takeout again. Insert Well Prepped, a guide I created to take the guesswork out of efficiently making delicious, macro-friendly meals. This guide provides you with 8 weeks of recipes. Each week, you'll prep once for 30 minutes, cook twice, and then enjoy eating all week. That's right, the two recipes will make you a total of 6 meals. I even made Instacart links for all the weekly groceries you'll need so you don't even need to think about grocery shopping. I'm all about saving time, money, and mental energy when it comes to feeding my family healthy meals, and now I get to share that with you. Grab your copy of Well Prepped at aishazaza.com. And from my kitchen to yours, cheers to eating well and being well prepped. Welcome to the Mindset Mile podcast, the show that'll leave you empowered to take action towards becoming the turned up version of your already awesome self. I'm your host, Aisha Zaza, and I'm so glad you're here. Let's go. Hello, friend. Welcome back to another episode of the Mindset Mile podcast. I want to talk about how to thrive today. In life, what does it mean to you to thrive? Have you thought about what that personally looks like for you? Not just what you think it's supposed to mean by the way that someone else makes it look. I think we've lost a little bit of touch with what thriving actually looks and feels like on a day-to-day basis. So someone who is experiencing mountaintop moments or is celebrating big successes, hopefully is thriving, because in business and in life accolades, they might be. But how many times have you heard the story of how when someone appeared to be at their best, their life was actually falling apart, or they were fighting battles behind closed doors you would have never imagined from the outside because it didn't appear that way? Or maybe they were garnering all of this success, but were wildly unhappy. Does that sound what you imagine thriving to feel like or look like or to be? Yet how easily do we let these examples of thriving, and I'm using air quotes when I say thriving, be the benchmark or the gauge in which we measure how well we are doing? Sometimes I think we're just chasing after all the wrong things without even realizing it. I want to help you thrive. And here's what I mean by thrive, and you can determine if this is what you're actually after. Thriving to me feels like being confident in your abilities and what you bring to the table. It means feeling like you have the capacity to take on whatever the day brings, not just crumbling with fragility at every little speed bump. It means being in a rhythm among the chaos and feeling confident in the systems you've built in your life that make your life easier on a micro level. It means loving and being committed to the process and not just being here for the progress. My friend, you'd be shocked at how much the quality of your life will improve by making these your goal, and you will become addicted to thriving. In my personal experience, I've gone from survive to thrive mode when I focus on the following things: looking at areas of life that cause stress and finding solutions to the ones that are in your control, by getting organized in small ways that make a huge difference, by taking a few minutes every day to be present and enjoy the little things, and to be wildly grateful. So I'm going to unpack those four a little bit for you so you have something that you can take away from this episode and start implementing in your own life. Starting with the first, look at areas of your life that cause you stress and then find solutions to the one you have control over, or the ones you have control over, I should say. This is obviously going to mean a million different things for everyone. So you need to take an inventory of your day and of your life and figure out what you need. But perhaps that's more time to be able to focus on something else, whether it's your business or your family or yourself. What can you do to free up some time? Can you hire a nanny for a couple hours a week? Can you hire a house cleaner to come once a month or every other week? Okay. And I get it. Like at first, these first few things I rattled off, they come at a cost, but everything comes at a cost. It's costing you somewhere in your life to not have the time freed up. Where is it? Where is the cost? And if you don't want to keep getting what you're getting, then you need to do something different. It's quite literally as simple as that. Stop worrying so much about what the right decision is and just make one. You can go back and make it right if it needs adjustment. If you feel like you're emotionally unstable or have issues you've been dealing with for as long as you can remember in your adult life, explore therapy. Maybe that's the answer. There are some really great online options. And just off the top of my head, I know of BetterHelp and Octave. And I know Octave works with insurance. BetterHelp, I'm not positive, but I know it's very affordable. And you have no clue what you're missing out on by not seeing what work you can do through therapy. What is keeping you from helping yourself in that way? I find that therapy is one of those things that once you do it, it's so helpful, you wonder whatever took you so long. If your relationships are suffering and causing stress because there's inner work that needs to be done, I want to encourage you to start helping yourself by healing with help from a therapist. These are obviously some bigger examples, but there might be other things causing stress that are even more simple to fix, but you keep putting off because you don't have time or you're getting by without it working the way that it is. But listen, it's time to stop settling for getting by. Find solutions to your big or small problems that are causing stress in your life. If you can spot a too good to be true health hack from a mile away and read labels like it's your job, congrats, you're a skeptic. And in this day and age, you really have to be with all the tricky and false marketing big companies use to get you to buy their product. And Ritual knows that every good skeptic deserves a multivitamin that exceeds your standards. Did you know that 97% of women ages 19 through 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diet? And based on a clinical study, Ritual's Essential for Women 18 and Up multivitamin was shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43%. I especially love that the company is a B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of people and our planet. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 and Up is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 20% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mindsetmile. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 and Up multivitamin to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mindsetmile for 20% off. The second is get organized. This is going to be a really simple example, but I have a feeling you might be able to relate to me on this one. I have a cabinet full of Tupperware. Okay. The old Tupperware cabinet. This is one of those things that it's not necessarily dire, you know, to organize or to redo, but my Tupperware cabinet was driving me absolutely insane. We live in a very small house. I cook food all the time. We eat at home 95% of the time. Our Tupperware cabinet, in proportion to like how many times I was going in and out of it to get things, was so unorganized and it was just so stressful. And so finally, And the part of the problem too was that the cabinet that they're in is actually very deep. So it's not that there isn't like room for it all. It just makes it really inconvenient to reach back and get some certain size Tupperware, and you're constantly like pulling other Tupperware out. And then if you are my husband, then you're probably putting them back very quickly and not in the way that I want them, which causes even more stress. Anyways, this might sound really stupid, but I was like, you know what? There's got to be a better solution. Like, I have to figure out something with this stupid cabinet. So I went on Amazon and I found one of those like adhesive strip pullout drawers. It's white, it's expandable. And I ordered it. I was like, this is going to be the fix to my stress in my life. So now all I have to do is open the cabinet door, pull out the sliding drawer, and all of my beautiful Tupperware is there and easy to get to. So again, this was not like one of the more important things, right, that I needed to spend my time on. Nobody was getting traumatized by it. Or maybe they were. Maybe that someone is me. But what I'm saying is it's not a fight or flight situation. But it's one of those little annoyances that you encounter every single day, multiple times a day, that is creating mental clutter. Buy the dang Tupperware organizer. Or shoot, if the problem is that you have a bunch of mismatched ones that don't stack well or don't fit well, or you're missing a bunch of lids, donate the ones that you have and get a new set that stacks or that has lids that work. I find that getting organized with these small messes in our lives actually gives a huge relief to the mental load. Get organized with your meals. I seriously feel like not knowing how or what to eat all the time is a huge stress point in people's lives. And I'm gonna shameless plug here. I made my 8-week meal prep guide just for you. If you have not looked into Well Prepped yet, I want to encourage you to do that because it could solve all your food problems. You can visit me at aishazaza.com and grab your copy there. But maybe that also looks like booking your workouts every Sunday for the entire week so you know exactly when you're getting your workouts in. Maybe that looks like picking out what you're going to wear the next day, the night before, so you stop scrambling in the morning. Maybe that means packing your lunch the night before or your kids' lunch. You don't need these stresses to be chipping away at your mental stamina before 7 a.m. Pull the trigger on some of these things that have been lingering and unorganized and just do them one at a time. And I promise you, having these little microsystems in place is going to help you thrive. It's not going to take you very long at all before you find a new rhythm and you start to implement these new routines. It's going to free up a lot of your energy to deal with the more important things. Next, take a few minutes every day to be present. You may think that you're being present simply because you're conscious and just moving through your day, but it is really easy to move from thing to thing every day without even realizing what feels good or what makes us happy. We become numb to the little things, maybe like how amazing it feels to get out on a lunch break and feel the sun on your skin, or seeing a pretty building that sparks joy on your way home. The little things are often the ones that happen every single day, but we rush past them because it's routine, right? It's just a part of the routine. Part of thriving means that you check in with how you're feeling amidst the rush and notice how things make you feel. It feels so good to actually notice the little moments or things that give you the slightest hit of dopamine, which leads me to my last point. When you become aware, you can become more grateful. And being wildly grateful is a huge part in thriving. A big part of what it feels like to thrive is wanting the things you have instead of always wanting more. You can still have ambitions of personal and professional growth while also being wildly grateful for what you currently have and enjoy the everyday. That sunshine you feel on your skin or the pretty building that makes you so happy about where you live. Don't take those things for granted, or the people in your life that make life easier, better, and rich. To know that it's a true gift that your feet touch the ground every morning and to see the face of your kids or your husband or your girlfriend or your mom or your best friend another day, man, that is freaking awesome. And that's thriving right there, being so grateful and wanting exactly what you have. I really hope that this episode spoke to you. If it did, tag me on social media at Aisha Zaza and also send this episode to a friend that needs this message. I can't wait to see you next week. And until then, make it a great day.